They did not seem to notice that I had been standing on the other side of the door for almost a full minute. I wanted to leave them standing outside and go back upstairs to sleep. Maybe they would melt into pools of brown mud if they stayed long enough in the sun. Iyamatha's buttocks were so big that, if melted, they would have taken up all the space on the concrete steps that led up to our doorway. Iyamatha was one of my four mothers. She had been my father's oldest wife. The man who came with her was Baba Lola, Akin's uncle. They both hunched their backs against the sun and wore determined frowns that made their faces repulsive. Yet as soon as I opened the door, their conversation stopped and they broke into smiles. I could guess the first words that would come out of the woman's mouth. I knew it would be some lavish show of a bond that had never existed between us.
Yejide, my precious daughter.
Iyamatha grinned, cupping my cheeks with moist and fleshy hands. I grinned back and knelt to greet them.
Welcome, welcome. God must have woken up thinking of me today. That is why you are all here,
I said, bending in a semi-kneel again after they had come in and were seated in the sitting room. They laughed.
Where is your husband? Do we meet him at home?
Baba Lola asked, looking around the room as though I had stashed Akin under a chair.
Yes, sir. He is upstairs. I'll go and call him after I serve your drinks. What should I prepare for food?
Pounded yam. The man glanced at my stepmother as though while rehearsing for the drama that was about to unfold, he had not read this part of their script.
Iyamatha shook her head from side to side.
We cannot eat. Get your husband. We have important things to discuss with the two of you.
I smiled, left the sitting room area and headed for the staircase. I thought I knew what important things they had come to discuss. A number of my in-laws had been in our home previously to discuss the same issue. A discussion consisted of them talking and me listening while on my knees. At those times, Akin pretended to listen and jot notes while writing his to-do list for the next day. No one in the series of delegations could read or write, and they were all in awe of those who could. They were impressed that Akin wrote down their words, and sometimes if he stopped writing, the person speaking at the time would complain that Akin was disrespecting him or her by not noting anything down. My husband often planned his entire week during such visits, while I got terrible cramps in my legs. The visits irritated Akin, and he wanted to tell his relatives to mind their own business, but I would not allow it. The long discussions did give me leg cramps, but at least they made me feel I was part of his family. Until that afternoon, no one in my family had paid me that kind of visit since I'd got married. As I went up the stairs, I knew that Iyamatha's presence meant some new point was about to be made. I did not need their advice. My home was fine without the important things they had to say. I did not want to hear Baba Lola's hoarse voice being forced out in between coughs or see another flash of Iyamatha's teeth. I believed I had heard it all already anyway, and I was sure my husband would feel the same way. I was surprised to find Akin awake. He worked 6 days a week and slept through most Sundays. But he was pacing the floor when I entered our room.
You knew they would come today.
I searched his face for the familiar mix of horror and irritation that it wore any time a special delegation came visiting.
They are here.
He stood still and clasped his hands behind his head. No horror, no irritation. The room began to feel stuffy.
You knew they were coming. You didn't tell me.
Let's just go downstairs.
He walked out of the room.
Akin, what's going on? What is happening?
I called after him. I sat down on the bed, held my head in my hands and tried to breathe. I stayed that way until I heard Akin's voice calling me. I went to join him in the sitting room downstairs. I wore a smile. Not a big one that showed teeth, just a small lift at the corners of my mouth. The kind that said,
even though you old people know nothing about my marriage, I
I'm delighted, no, ecstatic, to hear all the important things you have to say about it. After all, I am a good wife.